Carroll bringing it forward. Thompson's making the run. Carroll hangs on to it though. Still David Carroll. Could go all the way here. Oh, what a goal!
Hello, I'm Phil Catchpole and welcome to another midweek Ringing the Blues. We relive the action and reaction from the Watford game on Tuesday night. Plus, we'll take a look ahead to Sheffield Wednesday coming to Adams Park on Saturday. Could it be Wickham's first 3 points? We'll have to wait and see. Wickham were pointless after 7 matches in the Championship and for the second game in succession, it was a match against a team relegated from the Premier League. That's right, Watford made the short trip to Adams Park for a game under the brand new floodlights. Here's what happened.
Watford attacking right-hand side. In comes a cross and that's the opening goal and Saar scores it for the Hornets. Again, it's an easy one, but it's a great ball in towards the six-yard box and Saar headed it home from that right-hand side cross of Femineers. This time, Saar making no mistake and it's Wickham 0, Watford 1. Jacobson to take a corner kick then. Here comes Jacobson's Chris, a header towards goal, Stewart's there, and Stewart scores with a brilliant header. Jacobson the deliverer, and it's planted into the back of the net from Anthony Stewart at Adams Park. Wickham Wanderers 1, Watford 1.
Last night we expect something like that, and before the game, you know that we play against one team who play tough from the first until the last second of the game, and today we didn't do our job on the best way how we can. Our opponent, they are create more chances than us. We cannot be satisfied with the way how we play.
Gareth, first point on the board, how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels amazing, you know, to get that point. I think it's been coming, you know. I think we've deserved it, all the hard work we've put in the last three games. You know, I think we've been worthy of a point, at least, and today I thought perhaps we might have got three. I thought we were the better side tonight against a team that were in the Premier League last season, almost stayed in the Premier League last season. I mean, it's phenomenal effort from my boys, and I'm really proud of them. And it's been coming, like I say. I'm hoping people have watched that and thought, Wickham's not going to be an easy game. Wickham's a tough game. Daniel Farke gives a great compliment Saturday. And I'm hoping tonight, you know, the whole of Watford are looking, thinking, that wasn't easy to get that point away at Adams Park. And we want him to come here and have it tough.
Another corner at the Valley End. Back of the net. Second home game in a row. What's your view on that one?
Listen, it looks like there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but I wouldn't like to be a referee. I've said this. I'm not going to get involved in criticising referees and officials. I know John Brooks is a good referee. We've had him before. You know, everybody keeps saying, is it because we're the smaller club and because, you know, we're getting the small club syndrome and we're not getting the rub of the green. You know, it's nasty to say that. I think that it's just not going our way at the moment, and it does. It evens itself up, so I'm hoping that second half of the season, when we probably need these decisions, they might go for us. But we're really happy with the performance. I thought we were the better side, and when the opposition keeper, someone of the stature of Ben Foster, gets man of the match, I think that says everything about the game.
At half time, were you wondering how it was 0-0 and you weren't in front?
Yeah, I mean, we've created numerous chances. The best falling to the big man, you know, and I think a couple more weeks training, that's buried in the back of the net. I thought he was outstanding tonight. Captain's performance, he had the armband on, and I was really proud of him. But he leads these boys, you know, they follow, and they follow with everything they've got. And once they do that, you know, we're not far away, and you know, some real good performances tonight. Really pleased with the boys. Just getting the legs ready for Saturday now, because that's another taste of game against Sheffield Wednesday.
So a team now that hasn't got a parachute payment, that must be something to look forward to as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, two Premier League sides there. But I think what we've done against both of those teams is proof that we're here to fight and we're here to compete in this Championship. We're not here to make the numbers up. Wickham are different. Yeah, of course we are. But we are here to stay in this Championship, and if we keep playing like that, there'll be no chance we'll go down. That's a brilliant performance. I've had some fantastic texts off some real good managers backing me, saying keep going, keep doing what you believe in, because Wickham are a good side, and they don't need to say that when I see that out there tonight.
Joe, I turned the TV on the other day and Groundhog Day was on, and I've just seen you score again from a corner and it didn't count. What's going on?
Don't know. Yeah, it's just one of those things where maybe last season we were getting those little decisions, and this season they seem to have gone against us quite a few times. But, you know, we can't keep, you know, blaming other people. We've got to look at ourselves, and I thought today, again, performance was brilliant. We've come off getting our first point, but the boys are disappointed it's not all three. And it's one of those games where I thought, you know, we created more than we have done all season. I thought we defended as well as we have done all season, and you can tell that performances are getting better and better. And, you know, the win will come. It's to start getting a point, but again, I think we're a little bit disappointed that we've come away from the game with just a point. But it's a start, and, you know, it proves that we can compete at this level.
I saw you all walk off the pitch on Carrow Road on Saturday. You all looked really angry. And the first 10-15 minutes tonight, the intensity was like nothing else I've seen this season. What was the mood like coming into this game?
It was weird, because after the Norwich game, the mood is a bit strange, that, you know, the gaffer was happy. He's all about performances, and the performance was good, and we did everything we can, bar, you know, a minute at the end when the guy puts a great freak in the top corner. So, and also, we started off games really well this season, especially the last three or four. So we said, you know, we can't just have it as a start. We've got to do it for not 30, 40, 50, but 90 minutes. And unfortunately, we had a little lapse with the goal today, but we came back really well, like we did at Norwich, and held out for the draw, and possibly could have been three. But we just want to go into every game with an intent, a game plan, and today I thought we did that really well.
It feels like a long way from the defeat at Blackburn, second game of the season. Everyone said it's a steep learning curve. Has it been a fitness thing as well with the short pre-season?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, because we were in the playoffs, we didn't have that much of a break in between the end of last season and start of this season. So I think everyone's in the same boat with that. But, you know, we've got a fit bunch of boys who will run all day, and, you know, the distances, especially on Saturday, were extremely high, and I'm sure they were again tonight with the shifts a lot of the boys put in. But like you said, it's a new league. It's different football, and it takes time to adapt to it. You know, I think we have adapted, and I think we can more than compete. I think tonight, well, especially the last two or three games, we've shown that we're good enough to compete at this level, and we hadn't had the points to kind of show for that. But tonight I thought, you know, we more than deserved at least a point from the game, and hopefully now that settles a few, you know, little nerves and whispers and things that you hear about Wickham and not getting off the mark, and hopefully this can kickstart our season.
And from a personal point of view, it's taken me 14 years to get back to this level, but personally, how is it?
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. Yeah, I didn't think it would be 13, 14 years, whatever it was, between my first and my second game at this level. But I'm loving being here, and I want to compete. I've backed myself throughout my career to get back to this level, and it's taken me a bit longer than I thought. But now I'm here, I'm enjoying it. I'm playing against players that have been linked to Man United and players, you know, at Norwich last week who were bought for millions and millions of pounds. And, you know, what's not to love? And when you're in it and you feel like you can compete with these players, then it's a nice feeling. And that's not just me, but for all the boys who have come through from League 2, League 1 to here. And the gaffer's stuck by us and given us this opportunity, and we want to thank him, and we want to make sure we stay up for him as much as anyone else.
None of those million-pound players are scoring direct from corners, are they?
That's probably because they're able to pass it to their own players. But look, it's something we work on with the set pieces. Today the first one was fortunate to go in off Anthony Stewart, and it was a great header from him, and that combination from Wembley was nice to see, and it's nice to obviously get a set piece goal. We've conceded a couple this season, which is unlike us, so if I can contribute with that going forward, then that's a good thing as well.
Another spirited display from Wickham Wanderers, who are certainly moving in the right direction in the second tier, and they now have their first point to show for it too. The Watford fans were watching at home. Fire up the regional accents machine for Hertfordshire. Here's what the Hornets fans had to say. La Klusowski.
We looked like we were out for a casual Sunday morning friendly, strolling around like peacocks. I couldn't tell which team started at the bottom of the championship this morning. Shocking performance.
C.O. Mai.
I'm normally a level-headed reason person, but that was abysmal. 5-1 genuinely would not have flattered Wickham.
La Tempesta.
I'm absolutely seething at that pathetic, gutless, rancid, clueless, turgid performance. Outplayed by a side that might not get another point all season. Shocking.
Cyan Internet Dog.
Mixed bag performance. We look woeful at times and absolutely busted at others. They had the feel of a cup game. We were their cup final and will be to a lot of the lower teams, so we need to up our game. Akinfenwa was fun to watch. Our boys didn't know how to handle him at all.
Striker B.
Great performance. Lots of spirit. Striker played with heart on sleeve. Never give up spirit. Yep. Watford can learn a lot from Wigan Wanderers.
Watford Talk.
A result we were very lucky to get. If Wickham had won 4-1, we couldn't have complained. It seems we thought we could turn up and roll them over, only to get bullied all over the park. If it got outthought by Ainsworth too.
Luton hater.
Absolute joke of a performance. We played right into their hands. They are the worst team I have ever seen at this level and won't get many more points. Yet they caused us problems by simply blasting the ball up in the air. The goal that was disallowed was fortunate, though.
Steve Leo Bilek.
Obviously, it goes without saying, but that was never in a million years a foul on Foster. He just punched the ball into his own net.
Hornet Boy 1.
Everyone beats Wickham.
Yeah, but that will be the luckiest point we'll get all season. They smashed us tonight. We were dreadful from start to finish. But for once, we got lucky. We even threw one in our own net, only for the ref to be generous to us.
Pot Guy.
Let's not forget, we could have bought Wickham Wanderers with the money we spent on Saar alone.
It's just Monday, just before a drink on Tuesday. We'll be making love by Wednesday.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race for you.
It's certainly not been happy days for Sheffield Wednesday of late. They started the season on minus points. They've only scored 5 goals, which is only 2 more than Wickham. And there's also potentially 5 centre-backs out this weekend against Wickham Wanderers. On the line now is Tom Hancock. Tom, after Wickham's fantastic display against Watford and also coming off the back of the Norwich game, it feels quite weird, but Wickham fans may feel confident going into this game on Saturday.
Rightly so, I think, as well. As you just alluded to, Wednesday have had a bit of an injury crisis at the back. They've not had a good start to the season. Gary Monk is on probably the hottest of hot seats at the moment, and off the back of our performance against Watford, there's no reason not to be confident going into this.
The big thing, really, as well, is that Rotherham, Wickham have played them on the opening day of the season in a very tight contest. 3-0 winners last night in a quite bizarre game, which was stopped for a drone. The restart came, Sheffield Wednesday conceded straight away, and then 2 more goals as well, plus another red card, which again adds to their defensive woes. All things point towards a Wickham victory, which is an incredibly dangerous thing to say.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Gareth won't have, you know, he won't be thinking that way. He won't allow the players to think that way. But you know, if there is such a thing as a good time to play a team, it's now. And they looked absolutely all over the place for the goals they conceded in the week as well. Cameron Dawson, who was briefly at Wickham on loan, was at fault for all 3 of them. A couple of miscommunications and then just a parry straight out to a Rotherham player for the 3rd. Yeah, I mean, he may well find himself dropped for this one. Yeah, as I say, there's no reason not to be brimming with confidence going into this one. Against whoever we were playing, we would have been.
Wickham are currently 5 points ahead of Sheffield Wednesday on the table. Is it too soon for this to be a 6-pointer?
I mean, I hate that term. You know, it's if you're looking for teams who you say you'd have to get points over, who you could drag into a scrap with you, they're one of them, because they started with that deficit. If we can get a result in this one, then we obviously open up a bigger gap there, and then they're deeper into it. So yeah, it's huge, however you look at it.
So for Sheffield Wednesday then, as an attacking force, only scored 5 goals all season, where should Wickham be concerned on Saturday?
I mean, there's no standout players for them so far in terms of attacking threat. They've missed Izzy Brown the last few games. You know, he'll give them something extra going forward. He did well at Luton last season on loan from Chelsea. He could be back. He'd give them something more. You've got, but generally, I mean, I don't want to be dismissive of them, but it's just that no one's really stood out consistently for them this season in an attacking sense. And at the back, it's, you know, been suspensions and injuries, and Barry Bannon's the main playmaker. Can perhaps be a touch Hollywood of the final ball sometimes, and I suppose you would have to say, even though he's, you know, a bit part player these days, our old friend Jordan Rhodes, who's only got 4 goals for Sheffield Wednesday, but 3 of them came in one game actually, so he's probably saving them up for us. 8 in his last 2 against Wickham. I think he does haunt the nightmares of most of our fans.
I was going to say, surely Gary Monk, under pressure, will look at Jordan Rhodes' record against Wickham Wanderers and kind of almost forget everything that he's done in a Sheffield Wednesday shirt and say, look, Jordan, go and do your usual thing at Adams Park.
I mean, you'd hope so. It's all a load of rubbish, that. But I say I hope so. You look at the, you know, their 2 strikers, Jack Marriott, who's on loan from Derby, and Callum Patterson, who they brought in the summer, is really the big target man. But neither of them have lit it up because they haven't had great service. You know, would that be any different for Rhodes? It's all well and good saying such and such a player has this record against such and such a team, but we joke about it, but it doesn't mean a whole lot. They're probably going to score a hat-trick now, said that, won't you? But, yeah.
Well, we can take hope from Glenn Murray, who came off the bench for Watford on Tuesday night and had a clear-cut opportunity in injury time, which would have been utterly heartbreaking for everyone concerned with Wickham Wanderers, had that gone in. The last time he played at Adams Park was in 2009, and he scored 4 times in a 5-2 victory for Brighton. So perhaps we've buried a ghost there, and we can continue to bury ghosts and get that first 3 points on Saturday. Tom, what's your prediction for the game on Saturday?
2-0 win for Wickham. I think we will get our first 3 points, and I think the big man will get on the score sheet, and Joe Jacobson will finally... be allowed to score from the corner. I'm beginning to think you can't do that in this division, but we'll see.
Right, that's your lot for this episode. Many thanks to Tom Hancock for his insight. And remember, on Saturday, you can listen to full commentary of Wickham Wanderers versus Sheffield Wednesday on BBC Three Counties 98 FM with me. Until then, come on, you Blues.